It's 11 trivia questions on cats and all cat-related things recorded live at R.T. Rogers Brewing in Sierra Madre, California. This is Trivia with Buds. What it be, and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. So sorry I have not posted an episode for 3 days. We will be putting up 4 episodes today. So if you've missed the show for the last couple of daily versions of the show, don't worry. I'm going to catch up today. I've been super sick, had some family stuff going on, and my brother came to visit this weekend. So I've just been super, super busy with a bunch of stuff going on. But I have not forgotten about this amazing show that you listen to and subscribe to. So just be on the lookout for 4 brand new episodes today. They're going to be great, and we're kicking things off with one on cats. This was recorded at R.T. Rogers Brewing in Sierra Madre, California, just last week. And we did this whole round on cats written by my brother Scott Buds in Orlando, Florida. Scott's been writing a lot of different rounds for me lately that I've used for some private parties, for some live events, and for episodes of the podcast. So shout out to my bro, Scott Buds. Shout out to my other brother, Tom Buds, who's visiting this weekend. And one of those 4 daily episodes coming out just today will feature my brother Tom as well, going back and forth in some trivia with him. So be on the lookout for all the Buds brothers on today's batch of episodes. We have a lot of fun stuff coming up. Most importantly, this weekend is Harry Potter trivia in Apple Valley, California, at a very cool venue called Off the Grid Brewing. If you want to play trivia with me of the Harry Potter variety, dress up, bring your broom, put on your Dumbledore beard and wig and glasses, and come play at Off the Grid Brewing in Apple Valley, California. Tickets and details at the top of my website, triviawithbuds.com. We're going to jump into this recording right now so you can listen to some trivia, play along, write it down, yell it out. However you indulge yourself in this podcast is cool with me. Here's 11 questions on cats. Here we go.
All right, this is round number 2 of trivia, and round number 2 is called Famous Cats. These are all cat-related questions. Where are my cat people at? We got any people here that love cats? Where are the cat people? Yeah. Nice. I feel like if you have glasses, you have a cat. Is that a stereotype?
I took my liar.
You took yours off? Do you have a cat? No. All right, here we go. Number 1. What color is Tony the Tiger's nose on a box of Frosted Flakes? Number 1. What color is Tony the Tiger's nose on the box of Frosted Flakes? This is a weird question. Seems easy. What is it? Number 1. Famous cat facts. Number 1. What color is Tony the Tiger's nose on the box of Frosted Flakes? Question number 2. Who is the author and creator of Garfield? Who created Garfield? Number 2. Not Andrew Garfield, the actor from Spider-Man, but actual Garfield, the comic strip. Number 2. Who is this genius that created Garfield? Number 2. Number 2. Sit down. Mountain of lasagna somewhere. Number 2. One time I wrote this guy, this creator, a letter as like a 9-year-old boy saying how much I loved Garfield. No response. Number 2. No time for the 4th grader. Question number 3. Which famous cartoon cat lent his face and name to Blue Ribbon Cat Litter in 1986? What famous cartoon cat lent his face and name to Blue Ribbon Cat Litter in 1986. That's a tough one. Maybe the toughest one of this round. I'll give you that warning. Number 3. Number 3. Who was that cartoon cat from 86? Number 3. Question number 4. What was the name of the dog that loved to beat up on Tom from Tom and Jerry? So this one is about a dog, but it does have Tom the cat in it. So I thought it was fun. Number 4. What was the name of that dog that loved to beat up on Tom from Tom and Jerry? Number 4. Number 5, Sabrina's cat on Sabrina the Teenage Witch shared its name with which state capital? Number 5, Sabrina's cat on Sabrina the Teenage Witch shared its name with which state capital? Number 5? Number 5. Has anyone watched the kind of rebooted, redone Sabrina on Netflix? Has anyone watched that? Any good back there? It's all right? Okay. Number 5. Number six, Jonathan Taylor Thomas was the voice of young Simba in 1994's The Lion King. Who was the voice of grown-up Simba in that film? Ooh, fun question. I didn't know this till I looked it up the other day. Number six, who is grown-up Simba's voice in 1994's The Lion King? Number six. Write it down, number six, grown-up Simba. We were talking about Netflix shows with Sabrina. I'm a big fan of the Great British Baking Show, which is in new episodes right now every Friday. And I was thinking, I'm like, I would watch the Great British any show. Like, fill in the blank. I bet it would be awesome. Like, the Great British triple bypass surgery. You're like, oh, look at how quaint it is where they're doing this surgery. It's like in a village, like an English village. The Great British... What? Any other ideas? Great British what? Number six.
British Trivia.
There you go. The Great British Trivia Night. I'd watch that show. Ooh. Should I just call Netflix tomorrow? Guys, I got a new show. If they would just put some British guy in there, though, I would lose my job. Number seven. What rockabilly band had a smash hit in 1981 with Rock This Town? Number seven. What rockabilly band had a smash hit in 1981 with Rock This Town? Number seven. Famous cat facts and cat-related things. Number seven. I heard someone singing it. That's a great way to start it off. Question number eight. What two colors make up the Cat in the Hat's hat? Number eight. What two colors make up the Cat in the Hat's hat? That's a fun one for you. Number eight. The Cat in the Hat's hat. What two colors? Number eight. On your list for cat stuff. Number eight. Here comes number nine. What famous literary cat was voiced by Telly Savalas, Whoopi Goldberg, and Stephen Fry in different film adaptations? Number nine. What famous literary cat was voiced by Telly Savalas, Whoopi Goldberg, and Stephen Fry in different film adaptations? Number nine for famous cats. Number nine. Question number 10. What cult classic series from the late 80s had the characters Y&O, Snarf, and Chitara? Number 10. What cult classic series from the late 80s had the characters Y&O, Snarf, and Chitara? Number 10. Someone at Trivia last night was like, hey dude, Chitara was pretty hot. And I was like, you're banned from Trivia. Number 10. Number 10. This is the bonus question for 2 points. Number 11 on your quiz for this round. Who played the leading man and leading lady in the 1958 classic Cat on a Hot Tin Roof? Who played the leading man and leading lady in 1958's Cat on a Hot Tin Roof? 1 point for each of those that you get right, the leading man and lady. That's the end of round number two. Famous Cat Facts. Any repeats for round number two? We'll be right back. Thanks for playing Trivia with Bud's Answers in just a bit. Here we are, everybody. Answers to cat facts, cat-related stuff. Let's see what you got right. Number one, what color is Tony the Tiger's nose in a box of Frosted Flakes? It's blue for some reason. It's a blue nose. Kind of stands out. When you look it up, you're like, what? Number two, who is Garfield's creator? That's Jim Davis. Yeah. That son of a bitch never wrote me back. Jim Davis. Number three, which famous cartoon cat lent his face and name to Blue Ribbon Cat Litter in 86? Heathcliff the cat. Nice job, teams. You got that. That was a tough one. Number four, what was the name of the dog that loved to beat up on Tom from Tom and Jerry? This was tough. A lot of people put Butch. That was not the right answer. Butch was another cat who was kind of like worse than Tom. He was kind of like a crazy cat. And then Spike was the dog that beat him up. Spike also had a miniature son named Tyke. Spike and Tyke. Number five, Sabrina's cat on Sabrina the Teenage Witch shared its name with which state capital? Salem. Salem, Oregon. Number six, JTT was young Simba. Old Simba, Matthew Broderick. Ferris Bueller himself. Don't you feel like nobody ever talks about that? Nobody's like, and then when Matthew Broderick was in The Lion King, like you've never heard anyone say that. I never have. Number seven. What rockabilly band had a smash hit in 81 with Rock This Town? The Stray Cats. Number eight, what two colors make up the Cat in the Hat's hat? Red and white. Number nine, what famous literary cat was voiced by Telly Savalas, Whoopi Goldberg, and Stephen Fry in different film adaptations? The Cheshire Cat. From Alice in Wonderland. Number 10, what cult classic series from the late 80s had the characters Lion-O, Snarf, and Chitara? Thundercats ago. Thundercats. And the bonus, for 2 points, who played the leading man and lady in 1958's classic Cat on a Hot Tin Roof? The male was Paul Newman. And the female was Elizabeth Taylor. Paul Newman and Elizabeth Taylor. This was a tough round. Guys, well done on cat stuff.
There it was, a cat trivia podcast. We've done cats and cat-related things on the show before, but I think those were mostly new questions, if I'm not mistaken. It's time for the question of the day, brought to you by Funky Monkey Designs of San Dimas, California. I just saw the whole crew from Funky Monkey yesterday. They donated two amazing 64-ounce growlers, these insulated growlers. So you can get your company's logo on an insulated growler. It's etched right into the black front of this thing, and you can fill it up with beer or coffee, and it keeps it nice and cold or hot. Oh, man, it's a really cool thing. I kind of want to win one myself. And they showed up yesterday at one of my bingo locations, High Point Brewing in San Dimas, California. And they said, hey, we haven't seen you in a while. Here's two growlers to give away. And the two winners of those were so very excited. And they could do stuff like that for you. They could do all kinds of t-shirt printing, designing, embroidery, patchwork, pin printing, not pin printing, but enamel pin production, I guess. Check them out at fmdesignsinc.com, fmdesignsinc.com, linked in the show notes. Question of the day, what Disney afternoon series had a villain named Fat Cat? Going off our cats trivia round today, what Disney afternoon series had a villain named Fat Cat? Tweet me your answer at RyanBuds or email ryanbuds@gmail.com to be eligible for a prize. Yesterday's question of the day answer, which was really like 4 days ago, but the last episode's question of the day answer was $11.99 for the cost of Hulu with no commercials. Your trivia team name of the day is The Goggles Do Nothing, which is a quote from The Simpsons. So you can use that next time you're playing maybe a Simpsons-themed trivia night. Thank you guys so much for listening. And if you love trivia and if you like winning money, go to skillyworld.com. That's all I'm going to say. Skillyworld.com, S-K-I-L-L-I, world.com. See this new app, play this new game, win real money. Skillyworld.com, one of our new sponsors on the show. Thanks for listening. Thanks for telling a friend. And we'll see you tomorrow for more trivia with me. Cheers.